It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about the future is calling and facing the future and what might be. Today we're going to kind of zoom into focusing on what you can actually control in life, and scripture focus comes from Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. So let's just go ahead and be honest when we think about that scripture. One of the hardest parts about facing the future is not knowing how it's going to turn out. We've talked about this earlier this week because we all want clarity. We want to be able to see the future. We want to clear the path straight to the plan. We want to control everything. But Jesus gently reminds us in Matthew 6:34 that tomorrow isn't our job. Nope, today is our focus. We cannot control the weather, although some folks seem to think we can. The economy and what people say or how a situation may unfold. But what we can control is how we respond in life. And we can control our attitude, our actions, and our trust in God. Because worry gives us this illusion of control. But really what worry does is it drains us today of our strength. And that's why Jesus doesn't suggest that we stop worrying, but he commands it. Not because he's trying to minimize our stress, but because he wants to maximize, that's the word there, maximize our faith. So when we think back to when Hurricane Helene hit and everything just felt so chaotic, many of us sat in our dark rooms waiting and wondering, and we had no control over that storm outside. But we did have control over what we did on the inside, and we prayed, and we could hold each other close, and we could praise him in the middle of that uncertainty. And even now, in a less dramatic moment of life, the same truth does apply. Instead of obsessing over the unknown, what if we could just zoom in and focus on faithfulness in the known, right? Instead of spiraling in fear, what if we learn to trust? And of course, one small step forward at a time, right? Because God isn't asking you to control the future. He asks you to faithfully live in today. So today, as we go to you in prayer, Father, we surrender our need to control what we can't. Help us stay grounded in the present and focus on the things that you've placed in our hands today. Let our actions reflect trust, not fear, and thank you for being the God who holds tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.